morning. This is episode...
Meow.
80.
Episode 80. 80 weeks that we've been bringing you the hottest story that Microsoft is talking about. And in case you couldn't already guess, it's that time of year again, Paul. Week 6 of the NFL season.
Are you ready for football?
Okay.
Okay.
I was wondering...
Pretty excited for that.
What time of year it was.
It's Halloween, Paul.
Oh, is that why...
time of year.
Is that the reason this time that you convinced me to wear some ridiculous outfit
on camera?
Oh,
don't even pretend. You brought these in and was like, Laura, look what I brought from my personal closet. And I'm the one who... you pressured me into this.
Right.
This was all Paul's idea.
False.
Paul, what are you doing this year for Halloween?
Well, I am reconsidering my entire life at this point.
Okay.
Like, this is like, what am I doing here?
This is why you went to business school.
That's right.
This is why you're, you know, fan of engineering and architecture and things like that, so you could come on this show.
In previous years, I had super clever costumes. Like, many years ago, I was the Facebook, and I had, like, this little thing where I could, like, have, like, my little Facebook window. It was pretty clever.
That's awesome.
And I went around poking people.
Not much too different from your everyday life.
Exactly. And then the last couple of years, I've been a douchebag.
But also not much different than your regular everyday life.
Any time I would do something in one of those costumes, it would actually become part of who I was in real life. So, like, like the Ed Hardy gear and, like, really, like button-down shirts and, like... you know, like guy liner and all that stuff. It's part of who I am now.
So you're going to incorporate more feline
right.
sort of tendencies?
Right, so I will probably now have to speak in rhyme from here on out. And have books that don't have more than 250 words in them, so.
Don't you know?
That's
let's
right.
start the show.
All right, let's go.
All right, in important and recent news from our office team.
Yep.
They've recently kicked off Office 365.
Yep, Office 365.
Not 365 days a year, because we all use Office 365 days a year anyway, but this is actually something different.
Yes, yeah, it is. I would imagine that is where they got the 365 from, but Office 365
tail's getting in the way. Go ahead, seriously.
Combining the on-premise Office suite, so Office Pro Plus, where you get, like, you know, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, all that good stuff, with some of our online hosted offerings. So before we had, like, the web apps.
The web apps. I was going to say, how is this different than the web apps?
Yeah, so this is combining the web apps, the on-premise stuff, plus the hosted version of Exchange and SharePoint and the Link, which is the new name for Office Communicator and Live Meeting, kind of combined into a single product.
So it's essentially like all of my Office suite, so Excel and Outlook and PowerPoint, would it all live online rather than living on my computer?
No, it lives in both places. So you still have the web apps, but the way that this is different is that this is a new way to pay for it. So instead of having to spend, you know...
Because web apps are free.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Like, you can buy premium versions of web apps, and it costs money for someone to host those things.
Bad dog.
So, PETA is going to be so upset at us after this episode.
I'm all ears.
Oh,
keep going. This is important stuff.
Important stuff from clearly the most credible people that could bring it to you.
Yes, absolutely. I'm interested.
So this is basically a way that for a very affordable and flexible cost, you can have like a per user license to have access to all these different things.
Great.
So businesses have, like, simplified licensing. They don't have to host their own versions of Exchange or SharePoint, and they can just have Microsoft do that on their behalf. And the users get all sorts of great benefits of not just using, like, the web apps, but also having the very rich client apps that they already know and love.
Awesome.
So this is really great. Also, Larry the Lightbulb Larson.
Yes.
We asked him to be on this episode.
He's inside the studio right now just as a chicken.
But he didn't want to come on camera as a chicken. So if you want to, you can go check out his video on this.
Yep.
It has some great demos and goes into this in quite a bit more depth.
Awesome. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah.
All right, so when I heard the title of this next story, I was all sorts of exciting because the title is Ozzy is blogging again. So I went right on to see if he was riding the next crazy train or what Black Sabbath was up to, but it was actually Ray Ozzy. So also equally exciting.
I suppose.
Equally exciting. So Ray Ozzie, our chief software architect, who's actually just stepped down.
Yeah, he's on his way to...
He's on his way to the Bahamas or wherever it is that he's off to vacation town. But he's actually with the company for a little bit longer as he sort of, you know, you have to ease your way out
right.
when you're that high up in the company. I could just walk out now. No problem.
Yeah. No, I physically could not walk out.
No.
Like, my head would hit the door and it would be...
It would be awesome.
It would be.
It would be awesome. But anyway, he's blogging again.
So what's he blogging about?
His blog has been defunct for a really long time, and it's just he's started blogging again. His first post is actually a kickback where he links to some meeting notes that he scribed by hand. It actually looks like by pencil, where he scanned and faxed. So these are meeting notes based around meetings back from 1985 when they were launching like Windows 1.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other things, and it's got an org chart in there that they're working on.
And back then, when it would actually be okay for us to wear outfits like this?
Yeah, they set the precedent, really.
Right.
He's got some org charts on there that he wrote in pencil on his paperwork. He's got some things, some wish lists, and a whole bunch of really sort of interesting technical information coming from this brilliant man's mind that is now, he posted it on his docs.com site and then obviously linked to it from his blog. And he's promising to continue to keep his blog up to date and post often. So, I mean, the guy is, you know, he's a visionary.
Sure.
If you're interested, if you just want to sit around and wear Cat in the Hat suits, you can do that. But I, intellectual that I am, will be checking Ray Ozzie's blog.
Okay.
Okay.
I still can't get over this costume.
Here comes Paul Mastermaker!
Come on down!
Who's that?
I don't know. Is that like...
That's how... Oh! That's how she announces everybody.
I thought it was like Rod Ronnie from Price is Right.
Rod Ronnie? That's not his name.
Isn't it?
No.
The announcer?
It's Rod something, but it's not Ronnie.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
Rod Rodney.
Rod.
Everyone here.
We're still working.
Oh, are we?
Yes, we're going to keep this take. Anyway, the reason we're talking about Oprah is because recently, you know how she gives away really cool things to her audience members? Like cars.
Yep.
And
what could be cooler than a car?
Well, she gave away a trip to Australia.
Wow.
But even cooler than that,
yes,
is she gave away to all of her audience members the Xbox 360 console with the Kinect.
Sensor built right in? Holy cow! Wow!
And what I find entertaining about this article, Paul, or should I call you Mr. Hat, Mr. Cat in the Hat, is that the audience members... Go crazy.
Oh, absolutely.
Go crazy.
Nuts.
Go wild.
That's
right?
Probably,
like you
that's probably
$1 million.
Because they saw our last episode of Ping where we talked about the inflatable version that can inflate
right,
on water.
Right, on the raft that can inflate on water. It not go under. Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is really funny because their audience obviously consists of like housewives, women, maybe middle-aged women, people who normally
This whole demographic right over here.
Right, me. I'm an Oprah fan. I'm not going to lie. The woman does great work. She does. She's a humanitarian.
Yeah, I have a coworker over in Shanghai that he couldn't get his Oprah fill in China, so he actually set up a media center that would like record it in the States and like type it over.
That there is proof positive that techies love Oprah.
Yeah.
So there you go. There goes my whole theory about that these people were faking it with their excitement. Their audience is apparently filled with techies.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's amazing how much Oprah he likes to watch.
That's awesome. My turtle's named Oprah.
Wow. I have nothing other than like this costume will never ever.
Next.
All right, so we all know that the internet gives you tons of great things like amazing costumes like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or
this is a highlight.
Or amazing costumes like this. The interesting thing is that we have never had politicians ever like retweet.
We don't know that.
And promote.
We don't know that.
Promote Channel 9.
We don't know that. Actually, you know, I have a third grade friend who's running for class president, and he tweets our show.
Yeah.
So therefore, some people in pretty prestigious positions are watching.
Yeah. So the real reason behind this is not that Meg Whitman, well, she might be a huge fan of these types of...
I wouldn't doubt it.
Of interesting YouTube videos.
She is now. Now that we've brought costumes into the show, she definitely is a fan
of
us now.
At least. But what happened was is that Twitter, the amazing service that it is, is that it has a 140-character limit.
Uh-huh, which sometimes, I suppose, could be problematic.
Yeah, like in this case, when you needed 141 characters, or you wanted to be a little bit more clever about how you retweet things.
Right, so what happened was she retweeted something, and it lost...
It lost at least one character off the bit.ly
link. But the link still worked, it just redirected you to something unintended, perhaps.
So
this... That video.
So this could be easily prevented if she used the new Twitter and actually used the actual retweet functionality versus the quote functionality where you RT at a user. Name.
Right. She didn't know that because do you know why, Paul? Because she's not a professional retweeter.
That's right. That's
like
because
you.
She doesn't use Seismic Desktop 2 with Silverlight 4.
Now available for Windows Phone 7.
Oh, is it? Is it really?
Yes, double whammy.
Yeah, up top. Yeah.
Give it a tail. Give it a tail. All right, everybody. Sad as it is, we have come to a close. This is the end of our special, super special,
super special.
I feel special.
Halloween
episode. But if you want to see Paul in crazy costumes on a weekly basis, just write in and let us know what sort of costumes you'd like us to see, and he'll just go home and raid his and his girlfriend's closet. And
I have a girlfriend now. That is awesome news.
We'll dress you up as your dream girlfriend.
I think he's brilliant.
And you know, we're still raiding your closet to get that sort of clothing, and we'll do that on a weekly basis if you guys comment. So
yes. So please never ever comment.
So please do that
ever
with
again.
That, have a happy Halloween. Feel free to send us pictures of you in your Halloween costume. Hopefully they fit a little better than this one, because I'm telling you, it's a dog's life in this suit.
At least
we'll
all dogs go to heaven.
This is true. I already knew that. Yep. I already knew that. And with that, Paul, is there anything else? Any closing remarks that you wanted to?
Make sure to check out Laura's Hot Apps. It is going to be an amazing series of
it
shows.
It is. Starting in 2 weeks. And check it out. All the hot apps for Windows Phone. Hot apps for phone.
And I hope that I never wear this costume ever again.
You can't make that promise.